Tell me a little bit about your minor hockey days. Maybe your Pee Wee and Bantam hockey. Sherwood Park area.
Pee Wee, how it works back in Alberta, so Sherwood Park. So I live in Strathcona. Pee Wee, we would add a Strathcona team, and then there was Sherwood Park. And then going to Bantam, then Strathcona kids would have moved to Sherwood Park.
Right, right.
So
in Strath, then where were you? Were you a little younger than guys like Sam Steele and Taylor Benson? They played in that area. Mm-hmm. Right?
So I always grew up playing. Well, Sam was always a year older than me.
But he's a Strath.
He was Strathcona. Right? We always played every other year, I guess. I play with him.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I kind of got to grow up with him. We were pretty close at the time. Our families are pretty close still. And I was able to kind of grow up watching him and learning from him, which was unbelievable, obviously. That guy was still the player he was back when he was a novice kind of thing.
Yeah. They had the outdoor rink.
They had the first pond in the front, and then I think just before Adam they built that almost pro level size hockey rink in the backyard. Hmm. But Pee Wee was nothing too crazy. It was a pretty fun time. Bantam, obviously things get a little bit more serious, just knowing what's at stake with the draft and everything.
Did you get the sense that there were some eyes on you, that there was an opportunity that a dub team would come calling?
It was always my goal kind of thing. I think you probably start thinking about it going into probably Pee Wee. I thought I was always a good enough player to be drafted. Obviously you can't control how high or that aspect kind of thing. You just kind of have to play your game. But no, I always expected myself to be drafted. I always had confidence in myself. I was lucky to be drafted. So.
What was the Bantam team that you were playing on when you got
Bantam? Drafted? Yeah, Bantam team. We had Dylan Plouffe, which is on Medicine Hat. Yeah. Yeah, him and I, we go back, I think, to probably the Pee Wee days. Hmm. Eric Miller, he played Kamloops's when he was 16, I think, a little bit of 17. This is Sherwood Park.
Okay.
And then so myself, and then there was Davis Murray. He played for Oil Kings. Then he played Kootenay, and then he was with somebody else last year, but he plays Junior A now. Hmm. There's a lot of Junior A guys, college guys now that were on that team.
Okay.
So
a few of you guys with sort of the call to the dub, but that's really kind of a Junior A hotbed too. I mean, the age is a good league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it is. Our team was pretty good.
What was your sense of when you're thinking about the opportunities and I guess just your experience in Lethbridge? Because the timing might have been the timing of you being drafted and you getting down there for camps with a legitimate chance to make the team. It's kind of around the time where the organization sort of made a turnaround too. So,
when I got drafted, I think the year I got drafted, when you look back, it was probably one of their worst seasons. I think worst out of I think the three whatever they had, you're young, so you don't really know how things work. I was, however, 14 or 15, so you kind of, you don't know how to take that, going to that kind of organization, especially when you are an elite player, when you have Junior A team still talking to you, trying to get you to their side, and then you get drafted to the WHL, and then Lethbridge Hurricanes. At the time, I actually I wanted to go Junior A kind of thing. That was my main goal. But then I remember Pete Anholt, I remember they got rid of their GM, the coaches, brought in Pianhole, brought in Kissio, and so I just asked to kind of go take a look at it, because my main goal was to kind of keep my doors open to the last moment, so I could be fully sure, because I look back at it now, being 15 and making that big of a choice for your futures, it's huge.
Sure.
So I think that was the biggest thing for me, is just kind of to keep the doors open till they had to be closed kind of thing until a decision had to be made. And so I went to Lethbridge. I was able to go for a couple of days because there's restrictions that you have to follow to not lose your eligibility. And it was awesome. Craig Krager, he was the assistant coach. I think he's a scout from Minnesota now. He was a skill guy too, and I saw the potential he had to be able to teach me kind of things like how he worked with guys after practices and how good of a coach Kissio was and how unreal Pete is. And I remember, so I had practices there. It was awesome. I saw the potential I could be to be a good player in the league, and those guys were able to work with me. And then I remember the last day they were playing, I think it might have been Medicine Hat, Skinner scored the goal.
Oh, the goal?
Skinner scored. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then so that kind of just, like, kind of sealed the deal for me. I was like, wow, like, that was kind of a perfect kind of visit kind of thing. And
were you playing in that game? Were you dressed?
No, So I still wanted to make sure I had my eligibility. So they asked if I wanted to affiliate, and I turned that down because I didn't know what the rules fully were for eligibility and stuff. So I asked just to go watch a game. I practiced because you're allowed to. And then I asked if I could just stay for some games just to watch. And then that game kind of happened. And then, then after that, everything kind of, I didn't show up my 16-year-old year because I kind of I thought I was going to be playing junior A, so I just tried to go there. But then that's when I made my decision, 17-year-old year. And then, after that, just being able to work with Kiss kind of really brought my game to a new level that I have so many good things to say about him. I still talk to him to this day. Like, I have so much respect for him as a coach. And then Pete, like, I can't thank him enough for everything he's done for me. He gave me a big chance with that team, and same as Kiss, and there's nothing, everything's good I have to say about them and that organization.
Funny, August of 2014, the end of August.
Yeah.
I took some friends from Kelowna, and we went up to Waskasoo, north of Prince Albert, which you've maybe heard of, Prince Albert National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Peter was the general manager of the golf course. And, of course, the golf industry. So I remember talking to Pete. And he had already accepted the job as assistant general manager with Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And so I just remember joking with him. And I said, you'll be coaching in 3 months.
Yeah. Then he was.
And I just...
Yeah.
Out of the... You know, and I had a couple of pops and we're just, you know... So he wound up his gig as GM there at the golf course and everything was cool. And sure enough, by about halfway through the season...
Yeah.
Pete's behind the bench.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of his strengths, even at the golf course there for the 5 or 6 years where he was the manager, was bringing people together and kind of motivating them and, you know, really sort of building a team.
Yeah.
And it has really been an interesting transformation to see all of this kind of stuff evolve with him.
Well, you look at it. His first year he was there, they were able to make those trades, and they had probably one of the best records in the regular season. Obviously, playoff time came and just the lack of inexperience came out of that. Sure. So nothing really on them. It's just kind of how hockey goes.
But a taste of it, though.
Oh, yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the next year, he had all these amazing... Like, he had a very solid team that year. It's probably one of the best teams I've played on, for sure,
but being able to convince those talented players to come to Lethbridge,
exactly, and then that's what gets to my my second point about him is that my 18-year-old year we were still able to get as far as we did my first year, and Pete ended up he traded the best goalie to help him get we weren't playing in that well that year at the start of the season, so we had to make trades. We trade away Skinner, trade away George, trade away the guys that are going to lead our team, but he was still able to form that team so we're not going to let down that year. That year was in his mind, he still knew that year wasn't done, and he made that known to us, and he was still able to put a team together, him and Kiss, to get us back to the conference finals. Like, nobody would have thought we were going back.
And that's a great point, because Peter shared with me in December, we were asking him about that, he said, he talked about that season in particular, as they were able to make those trades, but he felt that the Central Division wasn't particularly strong that season, and thought, you know what, there's still a chance for us with this group, right? And sure enough.
And that's the thing, like, you think about who he brought in, too. he brought in Brad Morrison, who ended up signing a contract at the end of the year. But
right.
When he was in band, he was quitting. Like, he was gonna pack it in. He wasn't gonna play anymore.
That's and right. Then Prince George to Vancouver
So then Pete brings him in. Next thing you know, he's almost breaking the record for most points in playoffs.
You bet.
And then everybody else he's bringing in, it's crazy just to think about what he's been able to do, what him and Kiss have been able to do for that organization. Like, they're kings there. When you ask anybody that lives in Lethbridge who they are, like, everybody knows them, kind of thing. Like, it's awesome what they did, and I can't express enough how grateful I was to be a part of that.
Well, and that's your start as a young guy.
Exactly.
So a terrific experience mm-hmm. those first couple of years, and so they deal you to Regina.
Mm-hmm.
I think after that. So.
And just touching base on that, like, even talking to Pete, like, there was never, I don't think there was ever a clue, like, I was going to be traded. I never even saw that. I thought I was going to be a 20 this year kind of thing, going out through my whole career, being there, I thought, like, I had good enough strength to stay there, being even fan favorite of Lethbridge kind of thing. I just thought like that, like, I, even now, like, that's still, like, my second home kind of thing.
Right.
And, I just think, you know, with Regina, you had those top players, Lecisions and Henry, and how Lethbridge was going for it that year. I ended up getting, I think at the time I went on a 12-game goal streak. Things were doing really well. I had a lot of trade worth, I guess you could say, at the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And I think it's tough to say, because if I never would have got traded, I never would have went to the league finals kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and at the same time, for Pete, it's hard to turn down those two players when you're trying to go for it, you know? Well,
because the other team's going to want some value.
Exactly.
And so then they start looking at the Hurricanes mm-hmm. and say, well, look at this. This is a guy. We like the attributes. Mm-hmm. So a short stay in Regina.
It was a short stay.
Yeah.
It was, I kind of tell people with that, I've been through a lot of trades, so I can say I know a lot about trades now, just being with where I've been. And I know now that sometimes just when you get traded to, like, certain teams, sometimes it just doesn't work out. And that's kind of what happened with Regina. They were a struggling team. They were rebuilding. My goal was kind of to still get to playoffs. It didn't matter where I was. It was kind of just my mindset. I played back-to-back years going to the conference finals, and I didn't want that. I didn't want it to end.
Yeah, sort of get spoiled. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And once you get that close, you don't want that to end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Regina. It honestly just didn't work out. I remember talking to Paddock. I respect him a lot too. He did whatever he had to do for me as well, and he even apologized once I was traded, just because of how things were going down there and just things that were going on.
But those rebuilds are tough across the board, from management to the roster, the fan base, and all this kind of stuff. But you landed in Vancouver.
Exactly. And I found out I got traded to Vancouver. I didn't actually know what was kind of going on. I had a sense of it when I just wasn't playing in certain spots that you usually play in a game. When I was with Regina, I think that's when you kind of clue in. They're trying to test out what it'd be like if you're not there, kind of thing. And so I kind of had a sense, okay, well, maybe I might be getting traded a little bit. And like I said, it was kind of like always my goal to get back to the playoffs. And luckily, Vancouver was going for it, and they picked me up at the deadline around. And same thing with them. Like, I can't thank them enough for what they did and the run we were able to go on, because that was obviously a very special run and something that I will cherish for.